Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we're in the middle of Simen Reish Tzadi Vav. We actually have a couple of Mishneh Berurahs to finish off from yesterday. We had started Sif Gimel, and Sif Gimel had taught us that there is an opinion that's brought down that says that if you are expecting to have wine for Havdalah only on Sunday, not on Saturday night, on Motzei Shabbos, so Yesh Omim Shim Mitzap Shiel Lamachar, that if you will expect to get wine, Lo Yochal Ad Lamachar Shiabio, then you should ideally wait, according to this more strict opinion than the first opinion we brought down yesterday, you should wait until you make Havdalah on Sunday. So we have those Mishneh Berurahs to finish off. So Sif Katan Yotes, I think we had discussed this previously, quickly at the end of yesterday's shir, but he says, it means only wait Hainu Baboker. You only have to wait if you're going to have a cup of wine to make Havdalah in the morning. Then you should wait. But if you're going to not have it in the morning, Avo Be'erev, if you're not going to get expect to have any wine until the evening, then you certainly don't have to wait. The Avshar, and he says, maybe even Afilu Yosem Echatzos Hayom, you shouldn't even have to wait longer than Chatzos. If you don't think you're going to get a cup of wine by Chatzos, then you can eat before then. Mr. Rusev Kotten Chof writes, Lo Yochal, you shouldn't eat, Afilu Hamotze Shabbos, Liom Tov, Gamkin Lo Yochal. Im ein lo kos. He brings down from the Mogen Avraham that even if Sunday is Yontif and you don't have a kos, so then you should eat even though it's Yontif. Mishneh Berurah explains, Umayri b'shein lo pas gamkin. We're talking here that you don't have bread as well. Because dim yesh lo pas, if you do have bread, hello hichri ramah, the ramah already taught us, le'el b'sif beis, the yochol lahadir lo pas. In that situation, you could make havdalah on the bread, which we normally don't allow you to do for havdalah, but when it's also making kiddush, we already brought down opinions that say you could do it in that extenuating circumstance type of case. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Chof Aleph writes, V'yesh lahachmir kisvara achrona zu. One should try to take the more strict approach over here. If you're expecting to have Havdalah available to you Sunday morning before Chatzos, then you should try to fast. Im lo ba'odim chalosh, if it's not a weak person, shekoshel otainis, that would be difficult for him to fast Motzei Shabbos until Sunday morning when you're going to get the Havdalah. Then, yachol lismoch ader rishona. If it's difficult for you, then you can rely upon the more lenient first opinion that says if you don't have expectations that you're going to get a cup on Motzei Shabbos, then you can eat right there. Then and there. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim ein lo elikos echot, if you only have one cup of wine, Venu mitzap ashilo lemocher, and you don't expect to get any additional wine. It's not like today when Baruch Hashem wine is much more available. They may have had literally one small bottle of wine, and that was all the wine that they had. So you only have one cup of wine. Now it's Motzei Shabbos. What should you do? Mutov shiyochal kodim shiyadil. It would be better in this situation that you eat before you make Havdalah. Why not make Havdalah? Because according to this opinion, because according to this opinion, you have to go and make benching a la kos. This, we'll see, is not held by everybody, but according to the opinion that you have to make benching a la kos, so then you only have one cup of wine. So in this situation, go and eat first, and then make the benching a la kos, and make Havdalah on that same kos. Because according to this opinion, it would be worse to make birchas hamazon without a kos. And this is l'divriya omrim, the birchas hamazon tuna kos. As I pointed out, this is only according to the opinion that requires you to make birchas hamazon la kos. However, ul'divriya omrim deina tuna kos, according to the opinion which we paskin like, the halacha lemaisa, if you don't have wine, certainly is commendable if you do have wine to bench a la kos, when you have a mezumin for certain, there are opinions that say you should, but certainly, if you don't have wine, you can bench without a kos, lo yochal ad shiabdil. Then in that situation, you should go preferably and make Havdalah first, and then when you have to bench, you'll bench without a kos because you don't have a cup of wine available. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Chof Beis explains, aval mitzap shilo lemocher od kos, but if you expect to get another cup for tomorrow, yabdil av shavah kozeh, then go and make Havdalah now on the first cup of wine that you have. Uba'achila yamtim ad lemocher kedei shivarech la kos, and then don't have something that is going to require benching on because you'll only have a kos tomorrow morning. Leman diyoma de birchas hamazon tuna kos. Again, this is according to that opinion that requires you to make birchas hamazon on a kos. Miu, however, the Mishneh Berurah says, Hamogin Avram Bereish Simon Kuf Pei Beis Cholik Al Zed. Hamogin Avram argues with his din. The Bishul Kos Birchas Hamazon Shlo Yelo Inu Muchiv Lemno Atzmo Lechol. He says, even according to the opinion, it says you should bench ala kos. The Hamogin Avram argues and says there's no reason that a person can't eat in that situation because he won't have a kos to bench on. Even in that situation where they require you to have a kos for benching, well, if you don't have one, you don't have one. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Umayre shekozeh lo hayabo el revius b'tzimtzum." Ukvar haya mazuk kedino. When we say that you only have one kos, it means that it's exactly a kos that's been diluted to the maximum amount that you're allowed to dilute a kos, and it's exactly a revius and no more. Shim haya meisim bo mayim yoser. And if you were to add any more water to that, you dilute it further. Lo haya royal lishasia. It wouldn't be called wine, because in this situation, then you only have one cup of wine, and these dinim apply. But if the wine could still be diluted further, then you have another etza. Shim lo kein. If you're not dealing here with wine that's exactly only your revius and it's diluted to the maximum, in that situation, then in this situation where you could dilute it further, make havdol on the revius of wine. Drink a malo lukmav, vishosu menu ma'at, which the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chav Gimel is hainu kimlo lukmav, which is the minimal amount. So you're drinking a certain amount, but you still have plenty of wine left in there. Umosif alav, the Mechaber continues, he says, now add water to it, lashlim al revius, and now you have a revius of wine again. Albeit it's diluted. It's still called wine, and now you have another revius to go and bench a la kos. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. In Sivkot and Chav Dalet, Hainu Shiyim Zagenu B'mayim. Fill it up with water, and this way you get really two cups of wine, even though you only had one cup of wine. Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mi She'ein Yodo Masegis Liknos Yayin Likidish Ulhavdola. If a person, unfortunately, is in such financial distress, he's so destitute, he only has enough money to buy one cup of wine. So what should he use it for? For Kiddush or Avdallah? In this situation, the Mechaber says you should use the money to purchase wine for Avdallah. The one cup should be for Avdallah. Mishum de Kiddush, Efshu Bafas. Because for Kiddush, you can make Al Hapas, as we've already pointed out. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafei writes, Din Zemuva Gamkin Leel B'Simin Reish Ayin Alef Sif Yudal Derech Aga. This was already brought down previously. V'Ayin Shom B'Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Nun Vav. And Dishavut number 22 tells us that there we learn, Shem Yesh Lo Seichor Le Havdalah. If you have beer for Havdalah, so then it would be preferable to go make Kiddush and wine and use the beer for Havdalah. Because there are those that do not permit you to go make Kiddush Al Pas or on beer. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Im ein yado masegis likno shemen lener chanukah v'yayin lavdola. If a person is so destitute, he doesn't have enough money to purchase both. He can only either purchase oil for the Chanukah licht, or he can buy wine for Havdalah. So the Mechaber tells us, ner Chanukah kodem, that the preference would be to use the money to purchase the Chanukah licht, and you won't have wine for Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavav, Mishum de Pirsume Nisa Odif, because here, we're publicizing the miracle of Chanukah, that takes precedence over even making Havdalah ala kos. V'od, furthermore, the Ikur mitzvah Havdalah, Nucha l'kayim betvila, because you can fulfill the mitzvah Havdalah just with words, by saying Atachon Antanu in the Shmoneh Esrei, that really fulfills any obligation that you have on a Daraisa level, if there is such an obligation. We learned already previously, it's a Machlokas, is a Daraisa the Rabbanan. So you certainly can fulfill your obligation in the Shmoneh Esrei with the words Atachon Antanu. Sifav, the Mechaber writes, Omer Havdalah Miyushav. Havdalah should be recited, the Mechaber says, while a person is sitting down. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Zayin, Ma'iri, we're talking here, Kishemotzi La'acheru Midei Chavosin, when you want to fulfill the obligation for other people that are listening to your Havdalah. V'alkein, Kivon De'echot Poter Chadeiro, and when one person exempts another person, Yeshlam L'kulam Lasus Kvius, you have to have it as a set situation, you have to make a Kvius over here. U'bimu'umod, and when you're standing up, lo heavy Kvius, that doesn't demonstrate that you're set, gathered over here. And by sitting down, that demonstrates that it's a kvius. Now I'm going to stop this Mishnah Berurah in the middle over here. We'll come back to it in a second, because the Mishnah Berurah is now going to be talking about the Ramah. The Ramah brings down another opinion now in the name of the Aguda, the Kobo, and the Augur, and he says, Hagav v'yesh omri me'uma, that one should say Havdalah while they're standing up. And the Ramah concludes, v'chei noagim b'dinos eli, he says, this is the custom in our countries. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, we're continuing this Mishnah Berurah, the middle of Chav Zayin, Sivkot and Chav Zayin, v'yesh omrim, that we just learned now, Sfirilu, the Ramah holds, the kivan shu halavoyas hamelech, since you're escorting the king out when you say Havdalah, you're escorting the Shabbos out, emilavin emel umad. It's improper to do it sitting down, and therefore you should do it standing up. Ulini na kviyas, aye, what about that fact that we just said that you need to have kviyas? That's what the Mechaber said, you should do it sitting down. He says, sagi, kishimizam nakol, the omdin mechavim kidei lotzeis. He says, that's what you're doing by saying, everybody listen carefully to my Havdalah, and everybody intend to be yotze. So that's a good enough kviyas. And therefore you should stand up. Since everybody is standing up there and intending to be Yotzei, and that will also work for the wine, the Bar Priya Gofen, as well as for the Havdalah. And Dershu foot number 24, in fact, brings down that the minhag of the Chofetz Chaim was that he would stand up when he made the Havdalah. However, the Chazon Ish, and as well the Stipler, his brother-in-law, their minhag was to sit down. So you have, again, the Mechaber and the Ramah. Each person can follow his custom and know that they're doing the right thing. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavches, the Ramah Paskin, that this is what we do, i.e. we stand up. V'yak Nahaz, he says, you make Kiddush on Saturday night, because Saturday night, Sunday is Yontif, so you say the special Havdalah Kiddush, L'kuliyam Tov L'Baruch B'Yushav. He says, then you certainly should do it while you're sitting down. K'mo B'Shar Kiddush L'El B'Sibin Reishayin Al Sif Yod B'Agah, because he brings down that that's the way you normally make Kiddush, as we discussed previously. Now, not everybody agrees with that. There are those that make Kiddush standing up too, but his opinion is that you should make Kiddush sitting down, and therefore, when you're doing Yaknahaz, even though you normally would stand up for Havdalah, here you should sit down. The Kiddush, so to say, trumps the Havdalah aspect of the Kiddush Havdalah Yaknahaz. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber tells us over here the proper way to actually make Davdalah. He says, when you're making Davdalah, V'oches hayayim biyomin, you hold the cup of wine in your right hand. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here in Sif Katan Chavtes, they came b'kol davar shemavarech olav tzorech la'ochso b'yemino b'shasa brocho k'deleel b'simin reishvav sif dalet. As we've already learned previously, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, whenever you're making a brocha on anything, you should hold it in your right hand. And according to many, lefties hold it in the left hand. You show your stronger hand, that shows a proper way to do the mitzvah with your right hand. So you're holding the kos in your right hand, and you hold the hadas, which is the besamim, b'smol, in your left hand. And you make the bracha, all the nusach that we say, hinei ka Yeshua si, etc., while you're in this fashion, and then you make the bracha, bar priya gofen, you're still holding the kos in your right hand. Vishuv no tel hadas, after you finish the bar priya gofen, now you make the bar imini besamim, or whatever besamim bracha you have, and you then switch the kos to your left hand. I heard from my rabbeim that you shouldn't put it down, you transfer the kos from your right hand to your left hand, and then you pick up the besamim in your right hand, and then v'hayayim bismol, and the kos is in the left hand, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkat Lamed. They know menicha osmiyado. You don't put the kos down while you're making the bracha on the besamim. As we see, the bar mi'ari eish, you hold the kos in your left hand. Mishum de kol habrachos shel avdola mitzvah lios ala kos, because all of the brachos of avdola are made ala kos. So you have to hold the kos. If you can't hold it in your left, in your right hand, because you're using your right hand for the besamim or for the bar mi'ari eish, so then you hold the kos in your left hand. So now you're holding the kos in your left hand, and you're holding the besamim in your right hand, umavarach al hadas. You make the bracha on the besamim. And then, after you finish the bar mi'ariya eish, the Mechaber tells us, umachzor yayin limino, you hold and conclude the havdalah, when you say, hamavdi ben kodesh l'chol, with the kos in your right hand again. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, after you put down the besamim, umenicho, then you take the candle, v'roa b'tzipernayim umavarach bar mi'ariya eish. You look at your right hand, you really only have to look at your right hand, because you're holding the cup in your left hand. So you look at your right hand, and you say the baruch bar mi'ari ha'esh. We'll see in a moment how you do that. V'yachakach machzir hayayin liyamino. Then, when you finish off the Havdalah, and you say in the last bracha, Mavda Mekodesh Lechol, you return the cup to your right hand, the Gomer Havdalah, and you finish off the bracha, and then you drink from the wine. The issue foot number 25 brings down a famous machlokis as to when you should be looking at the right hand, before you make the bracha or after you make the bracha. So he first brings down, shekodim yesh liros b'tzipernayim. First you should look at your fingernails before you make the bracha. V'rach li'achar mikein levarach, and only afterwards do you make the bracha. Reason is brought down by the Prima Gadim. Shari Zedin, Shar Birchas HaShevach. This is like every other bracha of Shevach V'Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemivarchim La'acharariya. After you see it, that's when you make the bracha. See, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the creation of fire, so you have to use it and benefit from it. So you look at the fingernails, but after you look at the fingernails, this is upon the famous Medrash that says that Adam HaRishon, his entire skin was made out of a nail-like substance, and we remind ourselves that we were punished and we lost this beautiful skin, nail-like substance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, and it's only left on a fingernail, so we remind ourselves of this on Matzei Shabbos. In any event, you have to make the bracha after the riyah. And this was the minhag of the Griz and also the Stipler Gaon. And this is also brought down the Shelos HaTshuvos Or L'Tzion. However, it was the opinion in the minhag of the Chazon Ish that you first should look at the Tzipurnayim only after you make the bracha, and his reasoning is, Shekiva Shekach Nogu Beis Aviv Einu Mishana. He's not going to change it around. This is the way they did it in his father's house, and that's the way he's going to do it here. And this is brought down in the Siddur of the Gra as well. And likewise, the Igros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, brings down Shekeinu Minoga Olam V'Osim Kedin, and this is perfectly right. So I was taught from my Rebbeim, many people do both. You can easily look at it beforehand and look at it afterwards to be Yotze all of the opinions. There are also different customs as to how you look at the nails. Some suggest that you fold the nails over into your palm and you look at it first that way, and then you extend your fingers and look at it the other direction, the fingers fully extended. In any event, these are all beautiful customs, and a person should follow his family custom. And one will certainly be Yotze in this fashion. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Afilu Shamu, Kol B'nei Habayis, Havdalah B'Beis HaKnesses. Even if the entire household heard Havdalah in Shul, im niskabdu shelo lotze, if they did not intend to be yotze, if specifically they intended not to be yotze, then mavdilim abayis, then they're allowed to come home and make havdalah in their house. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed Beis, v'kosher kenim yesh echo mibnei habayis. And certainly, if there's somebody in the house, even a young boy who's reached the age of chinuch, where he should be taught to make havdalah, shelo shama adayin havdalah, who did not hear havdalah in shul, yuchol lahavdilo bishrilo, you're allowed to make havdalah for this young boy, af shehu ba'atzmo yotzo kivar yidei chovas havdalah v'vesa knesses, even if the father, for example, in this situation, had already been yotze with havdalah in the shul, kigon sheniskavi lotze, for example, he intended to be yotze, he didn't realize his son was still up, and they would have to make havdalah for him. Ukmo l'inyan kiddush le'el b'simin reishayin gimus hivdalet, where we learn that a person can be motzi somebody else, even though you were already yotzi in kiddush, and he says v'ayin mashikosabim lekame le'inyan hotzi in noshim. We'll learn in a moment what the halach is if there's only a woman at home who has not her abdullah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Gimel writes in the name of the Lavush, Kosav Lavush, Do'id the nowadays, Mistama Miskavin Kolecha B'mnei Habayis, Shelo Lotzeis B'Havdolo Shemavdilim B'Veis HaKnesses. The Stam, default position is that people do not intend to be Yotzei with the Havdolo in Shul. Shesomchem Al Havdolo Shemavdolo, and in fact, they intend to rely upon the Havdolo to be made in the house. The Havi Luhu, Kilo Havdilu Klal V'Lunofik Ba, and therefore, it's as if they didn't hear Havdolo at all, and they weren't Yotzei with the Havdolo in Shul. Then he reminds us that we learned this din previously. Talmidei Chacham ein somchin al ha'avdolah shebeveis haKnesses. A Talmud Chacham shouldn't rely upon the havdolah in shul. Instead, umavdilim beveisam, they should go and make havdolah in their house. Kedei shiuchlo lahotzi bnei beisam, in order they should be able to be motzi all of the people in their house. And this we learned already previously, and is worked down again in the name of the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Sama. V'chein roya l'chol odim linog, and this is really correct for all people to act and conduct themselves in this fashion. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, v'av shekvar yotzi dechovas havdolah min haTorah b'tefila, even though you really fulfilled the Torah obligation, if there is a Torah obligation for havdolah, by saying atachon antanu, and women adayin lo espalu chayovas min haTorah, according to the opinion that says that it is daraisa, women who haven't davened ma'ariv, so they haven't been yotze on a daraisa level, so their husband who's coming home has already been yotze on a daraisa level, is only yotze now on a darabana level, and according to the opinion that says there is no arevis in regards to a man being motzi a woman, so then Shelus Chuz Chasam Sofer brings down Shemistama Daito Shalui Shalo Lotse Sidei Chovoso Ba'abdolah Shvetfila. So the default position is that even when he made Atochon Antanu, he wasn't really intending to be Yotzi that way, and this way he is still Mechuyov in a Doraisa fashion, can be Motzi his wife if she is Mechuyevis in a Doraisa fashion with his Abdullah. Now, this is problematic, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman questioned this, and he says, "Ech yochol lekaven shelo lotzei sidei chovas havdolah b'tefila? How can you possibly say I'm not being intending to be yotzei atochon antanu as havdolah in the tefila? Because when you say atochon antanu, it was set up specifically only as havdolah. So he's left with a big tzarech in on this problem." We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, "Cause of a magen Avraham, im niskavin lotzei birchas havdolah. If a person intended and he listened to somebody else making havdolah, intended to be yotzei with the havdolah." However, afal pishalon iskavin lebirchas priyagofen, but he didn't intend somehow to be yotze with the bar priyagofen, mikol mokum yotze de havdolah. He did fulfill his obligation to listen to havdolah, because the birchas hamavdil ho ikra, because the real aspect of havdolah is the hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. And Ella, the also litome ayayin, elam kein nivarach priyagofen, but he certainly can't drink any of the wine unless he makes his own bar priyagofen in that situation. The issue number 28 does bring down for Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, l'chatchila mitzvah l'shmo gamis birchas habori priyagofen, kiven shichelik min havdolah. You certainly shouldn't do what we just said as a l'chatchila. You certainly should try to listen to the entire havdolah, including the bari priyagofen l'chatchila. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, noshim chayovos b'havdolah, kishem shechayovos b'kiddush. Women are obligated in havdolah, just like women are obligated in kiddush. Now, this is the first opinion, and this is brought down in the name of Rabbeinu Yona. But then the Mechaber writes, v'yesh mi shecholik. He brings down from the Orchos Chaim that there are those that disagree and say that women are not obligated in havdolah. Now, in Sifkot Lamed Daled in Mishnah Berurah, he says, Avol gav dehavi mitzvah shezman gromer, even though havdolah is a time-dependent mitzvah, and one would say, dibedini Shabbos ish v'isha shavin, and on Shabbos we know that there is no difference between time-dependent mitzvahs, just like anybody who's involved in the shomer, the los aseis is also obligated in the zohar, the aseis, the iskash zohar l'shomer, u'kamo shekos v'reish simon rei shayin aleph, as we've already learned, v'avdolah nami b'chal zohar, hu l'man da'omah havdolah dvar Torah, and according to the opinion, it says havdolah is a dvar Torah, so then it should feel that women should be obligated also, as we learned in the beginning of the simon, v'afilu l'man da'omah havdolah d'rabbanan, and even if you want to say that havdolah is only the d'rabbanan, it still has Dumya de Kiddush Tiknua. It still should have the same halachos as Kiddush. It's like women are obligated in Kiddush, they should be obligated in Avdalah. The Yesh Mi Shecholek Svirule, but according to the opinion of the Or HaSchaim that says that women are not obligated, he holds the Avdalah Kivin Shi B'chol, since it's already on a weekday, it's already Saturday night, and it's Lui B'Din Yoni Din Shabbos, it's not called a Din of Shabbos, it's a weekday Din, and therefore Noshim would be exempt because it's a Din of Zman Gromo. We have a little bit of Ramah left for tomorrow, but that will conclude today's shir.